Listening Library presents The Titan's Curse, Percy Jackson and the Olympians, Book 3, by Rick Riordan. Read for you by Jesse Bernstein. Chapter 1. My rescue operation goes very wrong. The Friday before winter break, my mom packed me an overnight bag and a few deadly weapons and took me to a new boarding school. We picked up my friends Annabeth and Thalia on the way. It was an 8-hour drive from New York to Bar Harbor, Maine. Sleet and snow pounded the highway. Annabeth, Thalia, and I hadn't seen each other in months, but between the blizzard and the thought of what we were about to do, we were too nervous to talk much, except for my mom. She talks more when she's nervous. By the time we got to Westover Hall, it was getting dark, and she told Annabeth and Thalia every embarrassing baby story there was to tell about me. Thalia wiped the fog off the car window and peered outside. Oh yeah, this'll be fun. Westover Hall looked like an evil knight's castle. It was all black stone, with towers and slit windows and a big set of wooden double doors. It stood on a snowy cliff overlooking this big frosty forest on one side and the gray churning ocean on the other. "Are you sure you don't want me to wait?" my mother asked. "No thanks, Mom," I said. "I don't know how long it will take. We'll be okay." "But how will you get back? I'm worried, Percy." I hoped I wasn't blushing. It was bad enough I had to depend on my mom to drive me to my battles. "It's okay, Ms. Jackson," Annabeth smiled reassuringly. Her blonde hair was tucked into a ski cap, and her gray eyes were the same color as the ocean.